It was a magical, magical run, but Northwestern's basketball season is finally over. Let's talk about it.
You are Locked On Northwestern, your daily podcast on the Northwestern Wildcats, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey everybody, and welcome. This is Locked On Northwestern, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Carter Bird, and thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every single day. We really appreciate it. We're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find us. And we're also on YouTube. Just search Locked On Northwestern. You can find us there. Wherever you're listening, make sure you're subscribed and you turn on notifications. You don't want to miss an episode. Let's March Madness obviously got kicked off this weekend. We saw the round of 64 and the round of 32, obviously the first four games as well. And Northwestern, you know, they were 7 seed, making the tournament, playing 10 seed Boise State. They got that win, in their second NCAA tournament ever, won a game again. So that's great just to continue to build that momentum for the program. And you were really proud of the way that they played in that first game. It really was, for the fact that it was a close, game for much of the game, Northwestern really had the game under control. They played really well. They showed up. The experience, I think, showed in that matchup when you look at, your two leaders, your two senior leaders, led the way. And I think it was really, really impressive to watch them perform, watch them get a big win. For some reason, everybody loved that Boise State team. And we're going to talk more about these individual games. We'll probably have an episode talking about each one. But the way that Northwestern handled their business, but a lot of teams weren't. I mean, look at Purdue losing to 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson. Look at Arizona losing to 15 seed Princeton. Look at Virginia losing to 14 seed Virginia. It's all over the place. I mean, you had teams kind of underwhelm. And I think when you look at the bracket, when you look at this Northwestern team, I don't think you can feel that way. I really don't, because I thought that they played a great game on Thursday. Boo Boo and Chase Audige leading the way. You got some solid production at Ty Berry and Brooks Barnheiser. Again, we're going to talk more about it as you go. And then you turn around against a team that arguably at full strength should have been a one seed. UCLA, a team that won the Pac-12 in the regular season. They ended up losing in the Pac-12 championship game in the tournament to Arizona. But this is a team that a lot of people, I think, have picked to go far in this tournament. And I liked Northwestern in that matchup going into play them. I thought they could compete, and I thought they acquitted themselves well without shooting well. I mean, they hung in there. They're just down 10 at half. Could have been a lot worse. And they got after UCLA in the second half, tied the game up at one point, showed tremendous effort. But in the end, I mean, I think you have a UCLA team that's got such tournament experience between Jaquez and Tiger Campbell. Jaime Jaquez was really great in this game, and you fall short, and that's the end of the season. You know what? That's fine. That's fine, considering the expectations, considering all that. You made the tournament. You won a game. You did everything you possibly wanted to accomplish. I mean, yes, you could have gone farther. But considering the expectations, considering what this program needed, you accomplished everything. And we're going to talk more about that, I mean, as we move forward here in this episode. But I think you have to be proud. I think you have to be proud of the way this team played in the NCAA tournament against probably a more talented UCLA team. They hang in there against a very like pesky team in Boise State that could upset a lot of teams. There's plenty of seven seeds in this tournament that would have lost to that Boise State team. But you know what? Northwestern handled their business. They handled their business. Boise State got off to a hot start, but then you saw Northwestern really lock them down in the second half. And I think that that's a testament to the staff. That's a testament to the senior leadership of this team, the way that they're able to rally at half in both games in different ways, because you had the six-point lead against Boise State, and you came out, you locked them down defensively. Yes, they rebounded pretty well in the second half. Were able to, I guess, stay in there a little bit more than you would have expected based on the shooting numbers, but you rally, you play well in the second half, you get a big win. Then against UCLA, a team that has been to a Final Four, some of these guys, Tiger Campbell, Jaime Jaquez, on that team a few years ago that lost to, I believe, Gonzaga on the buzzer beater. You take them down to the wire. You give them everything they want in the second round after they just stroll through the 15-seed UNC Asheville in their opening game. But I thought, I mean, of the Big Ten teams out there, this Northwestern team, with the exception, I mean, I guess, of Michigan State, who's still in it, this Northwestern team acquitted itself extremely well. They showed that they belong on a stage like this. And I think that that's worth talking about as we move forward here. In just a second, we're gonna kind of take a look at this season as a whole. Talk about that. Talk about the things that this team accomplished. But first, we got to talk about our friends at Built Bar. The March Madness bracket is here, and we know you have your favorite bar or puff, and now's the time to make it count. Go to builtmarchmadness.com to vote for your favorites. You know, I'll be voting for the Cookies and Cream bar, and if you want that bar to win or whatever your bar is, then you'll be voting for that bar too. Support your team, support your bar or puff. And when you vote for your favorite bar or puff, you'll be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, but one Locked On fan will win a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's best bars and puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. You got to try Built. Built the best protein bar ever. Seriously, they're so amazing. You won't think they're good for you. But what makes Built bars and puffs so good? Well, for starters, they're all high in protein, low in sugar, and covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. Run to builtmarchmadness.com right now to cast your vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you're there. You can vote every day in March, so hop in and support your pick. All right. That's what we have with Built. Let's jump into this season with Northwestern. What a year. Nothing was expected of you. You were picked 13th in the Big Ten. You lose by one to Auburn, and you have Bruce Pearl saying on the coach's radio show for Auburn, that's not an NCAA tournament team. That's a team that's a good team, but they're going to finish in the back at bottom half of the Big Ten. Like, everybody doubted this team. And you lose to Auburn, you lose to Pitt early, back-to-back, but you bounce back with a big win at Michigan State. You go beat Illinois at home. You go beat Indiana on the road. You have the COVID pause. You come out of that, and you reel off three wins. Yes, then I think you get tired, you lose a couple games. But then you rebound with wins at Wisconsin, at Ohio State, at home against Purdue, at home against Indiana, at home against Iowa, all in a row. And that's when the moment when I think everybody, it was the glass break, the glass shatter moment where it was like, hey, this team's for real. This team's really, really good. And I don't think anybody expected it. And they're one of the better defensive teams in the country. Yes, there were some ups and downs over the course of the year. You had a three-game losing streak there at the end of the year, but you bounced back with a big win at Rutgers, big quad one win. then yes, you lose to Penn State again in the Big Ten tournament. They just were red hot and might be just a bad matchup for this Northwestern team, the way that Northwestern really loves to trap the post, aggressively trap the post. And that Penn State team didn't love going in the post. So it was a weird, weird matchup from that perspective. But then you make the NCAA tournament as a 17 and you get a win. I mean, what more can you ask for? This team did everything you possibly could have imagined, and then some. They won 22 games. 22 games this year. They won 12 games in the Big Ten, the most in program history. Chris Collins won Big Ten Coach of the Year. Boo Booey was first team all Big Ten. Chris Collins was a semifinalist for Naismith Coach of the Year. Boo Booey was a finalist for the Bob Cousy Award for the nation's top point guard. Chase Audige, second team all Big Ten. He's a finalist for the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year. You got production. You had guys who came along really well. Matthew Nicholson, he became a legitimate player over the course of the season. Brooks Barnheiser, for a stretch of your season, was your second best player. Chase Audige played really well in the tournament, and credit to him. But Brooks Barnheiser came miles this year, and it was really, really good. Chris Lowry won Big Ten Assistant Coach of the Year. I believe there's official title for that award. He was the inaugural winner of the Howard Moore Assistant Coach of the Year Award. Chase Audige was all Big Ten defensive team, all Big Ten defensive or Big Ten defense player of the year. You got so much out of this roster that nobody expected anything from. You lost key pieces. You lost key pieces in Ryan Brown and Pete Nance to Duke and UNC. And here you were going through the regular season schedule and you're racking up wins. You're racking up wins. You're in a good spot. You're exceeding all expectations. You're a 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament, 7 seed in the NCAA tournament. You did what everybody thought you couldn't do. And you know what? It was impressive. You love to see it. This team played really well. We're going to talk more about the future here in a second, what this team could be going forward. But first, we got to talk about our friends at FanDuel. The tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores to threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. So don't miss the chance for your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big-name experts, coaches, and players throughout the basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. Love it. Very much do. But yeah, I mean, how about this Northwestern team? Not only do you exceed all the expectations, I believe when you look at the roster, I think you could see a lot of this team back. I think you could see, in theory, I think you've got Chase Audige potentially coming back on a COVID year. Boo Booey potentially coming back on a COVID year. You look at this team, the pieces could be back. And by just looking around, trying to see what some of the draft prospects are for this team, I'm not sure you're going to see these guys drafted. Not yet, at least. I mean, I saw some places that there's a Washington Wizards article about, I think it was players in the NCAA tournament in specific regions to keep an eye on for the NBA draft. They had Boo Booey listed as an undrafted guy. I don't think you're going to see him enter the draft anytime soon. I think that it'll be interesting to see, do some of these guys want to test the water? Do they want to get some feedback? And I'm not sure they're draft guys right now. Besides those two, you look down the roster, Nick Martinelli, first year, freshman. Ty Berry, junior, he can come back for sure. Julian Roper, coming off injury. That's somebody you really wish you had over the course of the rest of the year. Tadis Verhoeven, that one's up in the air. I know he was a grad transfer. I think he's probably done. I think he's played his 5 years. So you lose Tadis Verhoeven. That's one piece. Brooks Barnheiser's a sophomore. And look at where he came from this year. Robbie Barron, a senior. I think he can come back. I believe he can. Yes, he can. He can COVID year it if he wanted to. He can use that extra year. Matthew Nicholson's a junior. He can be back for sure. You look at everybody on this roster. I don't think there's anybody that can't come back, really, for the most part, besides Tadis Verhoeven. Tadis Verhoeven played. He exhausted his eligibility. So if this team can do this right now, I think it's worth wondering if all these pieces come back and if you add a piece or two, can you achieve even more? Because this team's going to have, if this team does come back in its current iteration, I guess, there's going to actually be some hype around this team with what they did this past year. Can you replicate it? Can you take a further step forward? Can Boo Booey, Chase Audige continue to improve? Can Brooks Barnheiser step up as a third go-to player? Can Ty Berry and Robbie Barron shoot it a little bit better, be a little more consistent? Can Julian Roper come back, give you some of that energy that he gave you, and stay healthy? I mean, there's guys on this team. Luke Hunger missed the year with an injury. Theoretically, you could see him out on the floor. Matthew Nicholson, can he continue to get better? Can he shoot the free throw a little bit better? These are questions. These are the areas that I think this Northwestern team can improve. And I think it's going to be very fascinating to see what this team can do moving forward. I think there's a lot of reason for optimism. Chris Collins probably going to get that extension. I don't think it's happened yet unless I've just somehow just totally missed it. That extension is probably coming. And I think that'll be huge for this program to lock down their coach for the future. Because he's done something you've never done. He's gone to the tournament, not once, but twice now. He hadn't been before him. He's built this program. Now you've got an NIL collective kind of working in the background. The sky's the limit in my mind. I think this program can get a lot better in a hurry. That's probably going to do it for today's episode. We will be back here over the next couple days, kind of recapping the two games because we haven't had the chance to really do that. I took notes on both games. We'll be talking about the Boise State game and the UCLA game, and really talking about this basketball season and just how it. How the NCAA tournament went and how this season was and like what it means, because I don't think it could be overstated. But thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every single day. We really appreciate it. We're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find us. We're also on YouTube. Just search Locked On Northwestern. You can find us there. And wherever you listen, make sure you're subscribed. You turn on notifications. You don't want to miss an episode. We're going to keep pumping out videos right now. I'm your host, Carter Bird. And you can follow me on social media at CarterBird13. And I'll see you all next time.